everybody, welcome to the Magnum PI podcast. Woohoo!
Welcome back. We are very excited. I'm Liz.
I'm Eve.
And we have news!
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh my god, I think everybody has seen it by now, but who cares? We're talking about it anyway.
Yes, we are!
Because we're excited!
We are.
I'm being pissed right now.
We have received the first footage of season 5!
Okay, let's start at the beginning. There is a new mod at the social media accounts of Magnum PI.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they like to tease.
And they do it very well.
Oh boy, do they do it well. They had the whole fandom up in arms.
From day one, first thing they did, dream or real?
Everybody flipped out.
I think everybody has seen the discussion that has gone completely out of hand at times, because apparently Dallas suddenly had something to do with it.
Yep, I know exactly what they're talking about.
I don't, because that's one of the shows that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
I only know because my parents talk about it. That's all I know.
Right.
Only reason I know.
When my parents talk about shows, I'm leaving the room.
Yeah. Not so lucky on this one, because it happens at the dinner table and I can't exactly, you know, get up and...
You still live at your parents.
Yeah. I do not have the luxury yet of not being with my parents.
To be fair, being an adult is sometimes really anxiety-inducing.
I mean, I am an adult. I just don't live at home.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was so nice to be at my parents' over Christmas. At the same time, though, I know why I moved out. Freedom, hi.
Yeah, I need that freedom. It's coming soon. It just needs to happen.
So, back to the teasing. After the question, we got a picture.
A very hot picture.
A picture that took me stupidly long to realize that it was a screen cap. I am embarrassed by myself, but hey.
Yeah, it was a screen cap.
Everybody gathered instantly that something was cropped out, but
yeah,
I think the screen cap issue, or the screen cap realization, took a while for all of us.
Yeah.
Because we were focused on the fact that it was cropped, and Mickey was clearly in that picture.
Yeah.
Well. We know the answer to this question now, but let's start with the beginning of today. Today being Friday, the first thing that actually happened today was an article that claimed the premiere would be a doubleheader.
Yeah, which we know is not the case.
I am fairly impressed with the news site, though, because unlike others, they actually admitted to potentially being wrong, double-checked, and showed that they were wrong.
Yeah. Which we appreciate. Them.
Yeah, it really doesn't happen on a lot of news sites. It's really great on their part. But, you know, having shown the mail from NBC, I'm just over here like, I don't know how you missed that, Grandma.
Yep.
Because that was pretty obvious.
It was.
But maybe they're just as excited as we are and ran with what they thought was true. I can't blame them for that.
I can't blame them either. I mean,
yeah.
Like, they did what they thought, you know?
Yeah, I just saw another article was dropped. I'm not even gonna open it.
Another article?
Yeah, from a blogger.
Oh, okay. So not,
No, nothing new.
Don't do that to me!
Though there is a new tweet, the only account Magnum PI is following is Shower Thoughts. I can't even begin to tell you what the... Yeah.
I mean, I think that kind of is a good segue into the clip.
The clip! The clip! Yes! a clip quietly, without being announced by ET Online, dropped. And it's a clip of two characters getting steamy.
Two characters that we know and love.
Obviously, we're talking about Meng and P.I. We all know and love them.
Duh. But let's just say...
No, let's just fully go in! Magnum and Higgins are taking a shower together! What the hell?
Yeah!
And your dad was wrong.
Oh, I'm so happy. It made me very, very, very happy.
I mean,
I was literally hyperventilating at work.
I scared my puppy. And then Nicole scared my puppy because she sent me our Nicole from the podcast because she sent me a voice message that's just her screaming. You know, like the screaming goat. Which yeah. Now makes me think of this Taylor Swift remix, lying on the cold hard ground. Essentially this. Justin Nicole.
I had no words. Like, I was... no words. I was hyperventilating.
If anyone goes back to my original tweet with the article, not many words were had on my part.
No, I was like, okay. That was literally my reaction.
Uh-huh,
like, mm-hmm. I was like, thank God I didn't have... like clients at the moment. I think my client literally left my office as that was happening. Like I was like, hey, like, god damn it, you need to get the fuck out of my office. I was like, can we stop asking questions and get the fuck out? Was literally my thought.
Get out, I have a video to watch.
I was like, ugh. Just no words.
Oh my god.
I had no words. I still have no words. Like, let's be real here.
I hear that. You still have no words. I mean... aside from the fact that it's very steamy, there's not much to describe. It's like a 15-second clip. There's not much to describe. Not long after the promo dropped.
Yeah, that's true. It did.
And the promo made me think that they severely cut the wardrobe budget. Listen,
yes.
Aloha shirts are expensive. Why spend so much money on Aloha shirts when you can have Jay Hernandez shirtless, apparently?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that was beautiful.
They definitely know what we want. Thank you.
Yes, they do. And I am all down for it.
And like, half.
What?
And half distracted, probably by that clip still.
Yep. Know it.
Yeah, so if you're confused why Liz seems to be, not really here, but here.
But here. She's here, but she's...
She's still buffering that clip.
I mean, still, I think pretty much everybody is.
I mean, I still have the timeline open. I can confirm it. People have not quite figured it out yet.
Have people not figured it out, really?
I mean, different time zones.
That's true. Fair enough.
Some people in my time zone haven't... Oh, there's the people in Hawaiian time zone seem to have caught up with it. Some people in my time zone might have been in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was fairly late
here. For you guys, yeah.
Fairly. I mean, I was just coming back in from walking this little dude that's cranky right now.
Oh, poor guy. He just wants to sleep.
It is past midnight. He wants to sleep. He's been trying to drag me to a bed. I mean, he could sleep on the bed alone, but he doesn't want to be alone. He just wants to be my shadow, so he's currently...
He wants to be with you. He wants to be with his mommy.
Yeah, he's currently in his little bed next to me, hugging a sock.
Aww.
But I still don't know how he got it.
Aww. Poor thing, like, is just tired.
The other day, funniest thing. So he has, like, a little, collar.
Okay.
That he has his tag. His text tag, actually, on. And that's the only purpose of the collar. He doesn't usually wear the collar. So when we're going out back, he doesn't wear the collar. When we're just going out back at my parents, he doesn't wear the collar. But when we go for long walks, he has to wear the collar because...
Okay, something happens.
No, it doesn't do anything for something happening. It's like, literally, if the police is stopping me, it's like, hey, you're not paying taxes for your dog.
But yes, wouldn't he, like, have his name on it and, like, wear, like, your phone number just in case
It's just the tax one. He doesn't have an actual name tag yet.
Aww.
It's still being processed.
Cute.
Yeah, so, essentially, he has the collar. And I left it somewhere where he can reach it. So, the other day, the collar disappeared. I looked all over. All over! Didn't notice that one of his beds was moved. So I had to drive to my parents without a collar, you know, basically breaking the law because he has to wear the collar. Or basically he has to wear the tag, but it's attached to the collar, so...
It's the law that he has to have a collar?
No, he has to have the tag somewhere.
Okay.
Fair. Because I'm paying taxes, dog taxes, blah, blah.
Oh, God, dog taxes.
Yeah, we have weird taxes. Don't even ask. I'm technically paying double taxes for church.
Oh, yes, you've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm. So, essentially, when I came home, I was like, why did your bed move? Pull the bed up, and there was his collar. I'm like, the fucker? Stolen.
You're like, what are you doing, you little shit?
Yeah, he basically like, if I don't wear the collar, we're not going for long walks. And I don't like long walks because the world is big and scary.
Aw, poor little Koa.
He's tiny. He's legitimately tiny.
Poor little baby.
But he's getting braver every day.
Aw.
And he doesn't like to be called by his full name.
Which is?
Koa J.
Koa J.
Yeah, as soon as Jay comes into the mix, he's like, I
he knows
fucked
he's
up.
In trouble.
Yeah. It works. Thank good I don't have to use it a lot of times. I'm obviously not using it when he pees inside because he doesn't know better.
Aww.
It's just a pups. Yeah. Okay. Back to the different kind of
Jay.
Yeah. He's very shirtless.
My favorite part of the little 15 seconds that we got was literally when he's like, hey, and he goes, hey, yourself. You're just like, eh.
Yeah, the voices are very bedroom voices.
Yep. Yeah.
I think season 5 is going to blow us away. I mean... Someone might have mentioned it to me already, so... Hi, KK.
I think it's gonna be a shipper's dream.
I think I have the sneaking suspicion that fan service galore... I'm not complaining. At all. If fan service is done right, it's a glorious fit thing.
Yep.
if it's done wrong, ooh.
Yeah. And I think from what we've seen so far, it's done right.
For the majority of fans that we've seen in on social media, which are maybe shippers, that fan service might pay off.
Yep. I think the general reaction was just kaboom.
What's breathing? What is worth? There was a lot of key smashes.
There has been, I think, four. No, I wouldn't say four. I would say really three, like truly kaboom moments. White Bell.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I don't. Yeah.
The fact that we initially all thought it would be cut, and it would never be a kiss.
Yep, that's true. Obviously the first official Miggy kiss.
Okay, but let's be fair. Everyone who's listened to the podcast for quite a while knows that we weren't surprised by that kiss.
But it's still a kaboom moment. I'm not talking surprise. I'm talking kaboom.
Yeah.
Like, set the fandom on fire moment.
Yeah,
but and we the shower were scene.
On fire in a different way.
Yeah. And the shower scene. I would say the boat scene, but everybody knew it was coming, so everybody kind of was freaking out about it before, so it wasn't really like a kaboom moment.
Yeah.
You know, versus like White Bell.
Think about boat scene right now because my mind initially went to 119.
Oh, well yeah, that too, when he did CPR. I'll call that a kaboom moment also.
Yeah.
I will use that as a kaboom moment. Those are
I think there's gonna be a couple this season.
Oh yeah.
And so fingers crossed that the Devil's Doll is finally on.
Oh, I'm really hoping so.
It's so creepy the way it turns his head.
Yeah. Oh,
like it reminds me of The Exorcist. It's scary as fuck. Like, you combine a doll and that type of head movement that's so fixed and
exorcist-like.
Mist-ish. I don't know, exorcist-like. Yeah. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, we also got something else in that article that was initially a little bit false. The synopsis for the second for the second
episode.
Yeah.
I mean, did we get it in the thought it was this news. I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. Are we talking about the fact needed to be fact checked article?
Yeah, exactly that. We're talking about that article. Parts of that article was obviously right because they fact checked their own misquote.
Yeah.
Because obviously not everything about that was wrong.
No.
The fact that they called us found fans. No, we're not found fans. I love you guys, but we're not found fans. We're still Magnum PI fans. But we just wanted the article fact checked because found was the thing. So, synopsis for episode one, everybody knows it, but just to remind you, is Magnum and Higgins weigh the risks of pursuing a relationship. Rick juggles being a new father and running La Mariana. Katsumoto tries to figure out his next move. Episode 2, The Breaking Point. Magnum and Higgins go undercover as lifeguards in order to solve a murder. Jin Jong wins the storage unit auction and enlists the help of Rick and TC upon finding a stolen military medal.
I think there's going to be more added to it. Like,
yeah.
Like, for the, like, official ones that are, like, posted on, like, the NBC website.
That is as official as it gets right now.
Yeah, but as of now. But I think there'll be more added when it officially gets posted on the NBC website.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my gift.
Childs hasn't been mentioned yet, and we know he's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm still fingers crossed that he's gonna be a charming backstabber.
I have a good feeling about that. I really do.
The dude is so good at this role.
I just have this feeling. I really, really do.
I mean, it was my first, when they announced Michael's casting, the first thing I thought about, because the only thing I've seen him in was Unreal, which is the exact role that he played there. Charming on the outside, a fucking backstabber murderer on the inside. I love that idea.
Yeah, I think it's gonna... I don't think he'll be, like, a murderer or anything, but I definitely do think he's gonna be...
shady as shit.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be shady as shit. For sure, I see shady as shit happening.
Antagonist to Katsumoto.
Definitely. Definitely. It's gonna cause some issues.
I don't know, I hope so, but... would be nice to have, like, long-running antagonist.
We need it. We have not had a good antagonist in, like, a long time, I feel.
Season 2.
Yeah.
Season 2. Longest-running antagonist ended with Season 2 Ivan, which was a couple of episodes. Before that was Hannah, which lasted, if you count the... changed. Actually, you can count the entire season because she dies in the last episode and her issues were mentioned, the issues she caused were mentioned in the first episode. So she...
that's true.
There was a season-wide antagonist. But for first part, she was, like, in the background. They tried it with the white van.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but because of issues with the episode, that one falls flat compared to Ivan and Hannah. Yeah. And then, obviously, I think everybody would love for Maya to come back.
Yes! Oh my god, I would love that.
And I think the actress was actually in Hawaii for a little bit of time, but not sure if she shot for Magnum PI or if she was just on vacation with her baby bump.
Yeah, I was going to say, before bebe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think... yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see.
Sorry. I dropped my panda.
Oh, no.
He's fine.
Poor little panda Wando.
I mean, at least... puppy slept all right through it. He's dead tired. Okay. It's a short episode, you guys.
It is.
There have been technical issues. Technically, someone was supposed to be on here, but we've tried to solve these issues for like half an hour, and it didn't work.
No.
It was not an actor. It's not happening anytime soon. As far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out for the next week's, our new schedule. Mm. We're trying to figure out the new schedule for when Magnum PI is back, because it might not happen Sundays.
Yeah.
We might not be ready to release Sundays anymore.
It might change.
Yeah, but then you'll know maybe after episode 2, because I won't be here for episode 1, and I can't be sure I am here to record.
Yeah.
For episode 1, because we will have time zone issues.
Yeah.
Unless you make an impromptu trip to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look.
Exactly. We'll have to see about that. So, yeah, we'll let you know.
Rest assured, we will let you know.
One way or another.
Definitely.
And, yeah, see you for the next episode, I guess.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. And just to be sure, he is a tiny little bonus that is kind of fun. Enjoy.
Bye, guten Abend.
Good Abend. Hi.
She says hi.
Oh, hello. There's a coffee.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. trust me. This isn't a dream. This is really happening.
Where's the copy scene, man?
Maybe after.
She says maybe after.
Oh, come on, man. The opening scene was supposed to be him bringing her copy in bed.
They skipped for a shower.
They skipped for a shower, she said.
I'm not happy. Now, happy New Year.
Not the way it's supposed to be.
It is the way it's supposed to be.
Not the way I wrote it.
Well, how do you know that
they wrote it
before this scene? Maybe they did.
Who knows?
The scene is gonna kill me forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.